Phoenix Audio presents.
Legacy of Deception, an investigation of Mark Furman and racism in the LAPD by Stephen Singular. Our first meeting took place in Denver, one hot afternoon in August of 1994. And the conversation left me feeling put off and stunned. The information I'd been given about the murders of Nicole Brown Simpson and Ronald Lyle Goldman was too inflammatory for my taste, and I don't like conspiracy theories. They're difficult to substantiate and often generate more confusion than clarity. But this individual wasn't talking about a conspiracy or a theory. He was talking about hard physical evidence and scientific facts, about objects that could be located and a test that could be run in a laboratory. If these details were accurate, they had the power to uncover the greatest scandal in the history of the Los Angeles Police Department. If they were inaccurate, there could be trouble. I'd been told precisely how and why Detective Mark Furman had planted evidence against O.J. Simpson. I'd been told what the legal system had done in response to Furman's actions, and how the media and the American public had been terribly misled. My initial meeting with my source lasted about 30 minutes. On later occasions, I would be told many other things. The most disturbing piece of information concerned the first book I'd written, Talk to Death, The Life and Murder of Alan Berg. This book, which became the basis of Oliver Stone's 1989 movie, Talk Radio, chronicled the assassination of a talk show host in Denver by a small band of neo-Nazis from Washington State. The killers were members of a fringe group known as the Order, who had decided to start a white power revolution by murdering Jews, African Americans, and other minorities.